Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
WGN 1035. Hope you're having a great New Year's Day, New Year's night. Harry, it's special for me to spend this day with you. Know that. Can you say something nice, or is that not going
to
work?
No, I appreciate it. Special for me to spend it with you. I love being on the radio with you. I love being on WGN with you.
You and, but you just laughed. You were like, you didn't believe me.
I don't believe you.
You don't?
Well, I think given a choice, you'd probably just assume have me in the studio, as opposed to other things. But I think that, like, if you were also given a choice, you would rather have, like, Zach Levine here. You'd rather have Joakim Noah doing the show with you.
I didn't say you were my number one choice.
You would rather have Ronnie Lester.
I do love Ronnie Lester.
Yes.
Wow, you just busted a Ronnie Lester out of nowhere.
Yes.
All right, fine. Don't.
Any former Bull?
Harry?
Yes.
It's true. I would rather Michael Jordan be sitting in that seat than you. That's true.
Who wouldn't?
But I still feel privileged to spend the New Year's with you.
Well, I'm very happy that any day that I'm doing a show with you feels like New Year's Eve.
Now I feel all giddy. All right, so let's bring in our guest, Amber Gideon, who's
probably throwing up right now.
A little bit. She's the budding singer-songwriter extraordinaire joining us here in studio, and we're going to play her song in a second here, which is called Skinny Fat, right, Amber?
That's right. I'd say I'm barely a singer. I usually hire people for this sort of thing, but I don't mind singing my comedy songs. I'm just like Adam Sandler. I'll go for it. So,
Harry, what do you think about that? The whole songwriter slash now all of a sudden going to sing type of thing.
Well, I think it takes without songwriters, there are no songs, and people don't realize how many people write songs that never get heard on the radio, never get heard, on any of your devices. And people always, I love Bob Dylan, and people always say, Bob Dylan can't sing. And I always say, don't think of him as a singer. Think of him as a storyteller, for God's sake. And the man affected the way music was made. He went electric at an acoustic guitar festival. So I'm fascinated that she wants to sing her, because she's not just going to sing, Kerm. She's going to tell her tale.
That's right. So tell us about Skinny Fat.
Oh, man. I would say I was inspired by my muffin top and watching myself run in slow motion. So I decided to write a song about that.
Now, just being a guy, I'm looking over at you. I don't see any of that. Don't see the muffin top. Don't see anything but attractiveness.
I mean, you should see me when I'm jiggling like this, and it's just kind of out of control. But
so this is more like up in your head.
Nah.
Have you written about your physical condition before?
This is the first one. Normally, I write pretty heavy, introspective, like, ballads. So this is me really going outside my comfort zone.
You got a little Taylor Swift in you to write about relationships that went wrong?
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to play the song here, and I'd like to have an informal text poll, 312-981-7200. I'd like you to listen to the song, and then I want you to vote in, should we play it again, or was once enough? Play it again. We want to get some reviews here. Should we play it again, or was once enough? I think we're going to want to play it again, myself, because I have done a pre-screening of this song, and I think it's going to relate. We ready here? In 3, 2, 1, Skinny Fat.
It's a take your bra off kind of meal. Deep dish pizza, man, you know how I feel. Ran 10 miles, it won't matter. Nothing I do makes my abs any flatter. Jeans say skinny, cake will scream fat. Oh my God, I'm skinny fat. A twig in a gummy bear wrap. I'm skinny fat.
planks all day. Form that definition. All undone with just an hour in the kitchen. I asked for fries, not these thunder thighs. Think I'll need these in a bigger size. Jeans say skinny, cake will scream fat. Oh my God, I'm skinny fat. Slim with the marshmallow back, I'm skinny fat. Tied to the touch, lick it for a wiggle. Skinny mini me with just a dash of jiggle. Jeans say skinny, cake will scream fat. Oh my God, I'm skinny fat. Chicken legs with the jello wrap, I'm skinny fat. Skinny but I'm fat, but still kind of skinny but really fat.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I wish I had my lighter with me.
312-981-7200, review of Skinny Fat. This is a budding singer, songwriter, superstar that we're debuting on WGN, and we want to know what you think.
Is it hard for you to write something that's so personal?
Oh, geez, this was just pure fun.
Okay, like, just fun. But is this like something, you know, like your battle with your physical condition that you've like worried about since you were
not
a kid?
At all. Or? I think that all women kind of feel this way. Like, I think it's just very relatable across the board. I mean, it's like no matter what you do, it's like you're always striving to be slimmer or just, you know.
Well, and the scary part of it, or the disturbing part, is the body image thing, that there's so much pressure that women are on, and we do not want that. So this is more of a fun.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not just, by the way, I feel like I'm skinny fat myself. Like, I got this nice little turtle that I like to, you know.
Excuse me? Oh, you're
the
talking
turtle,
about
man.
Your stomach.
Yeah, the old
Thank
turtle.
Thank goodness.
Not my stuffed animal turtle, yeah. Akumel. No, my little puncher. We all want to get just like, it's a New Year's resolution for everybody out there, right? I mean, you've gone through a massive body transformation over there, Harry Tynowitz.
Yeah, I've lost 100 pounds, never felt bigger.
See, right?
Well, because I've never cared before.
Well, now you do. 312-98.
You're right. Let me have one of them Sparkles cupcakes.
Yeah, well, thank you for bringing in the cupcakes, Amber.
Ooh, no problem.
So here's the review so far. We have it again from the 773. We've got a 773 solid sound. Play again from John. 331, love it, definitely play it again. 217, play it again. That's it's a universal love right now.
I don't see anything negative. Yeah, not one negative thing.
So
here's one, Carm. How could you be so stupid as to leave your car running in a gas station on Thanksgiving?
Why is that still coming in here?
I don't know why.
That's very nice of you to bring that up. Say, Mary, thank you very much for your text, by the way, which is very sweet to both Harry and I. Happy New Year to you. Well, Amber, do you have a sequel? Are we working on something along the lines? What's the plan here?
Well, I believe that this song and possibly some other songs may be featured in my friend Lauren Habib's show called Hollywood Night Live. It's at Second City in Hollywood, so that won't be coming up until, I believe, March. And then I'm also have a comedy pilot that I wrote called Party Animals. That's about pet party planners. They plan dog weddings, cat baby showers, bark mitzvahs.
Tell me the name again. What's the name of your TV show?
It's called Party Animals.
It's brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
That's a great name for that show.
Why is that a great name?
Because they're party planners for animals. Party Animals.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, I actually wrote that with one of my college roommates, Lindsay Daly. So we've had it for a few years, so we'll see what happens. But
part of the Daly family?
I don't believe so.
Too bad, because that could get put on pretty easily. You make a phone call, another phone call.
No, and then just writing more weird songs. So I just try to keep it weird and just be different.
And where can people hear your songs?
Oh, yes. You can hear my songs at SoundCloud.com at Amber-Gideon. And then please follow me on Instagram. My name is Amber Gideon Songs.
Amber Gideon Songs, G-I-D-E-O-N, 815. Texting in Amber Rocks. Great song, 773. Play it again. That song says what I think of myself. Thanks. Happy 2018.
And I know that true artist has to be inspired from within. But, you know, if you want to, like, accept a challenge, I have a friend who's on the radio who's kind of at a crossroads in his life. And, you know, I think it might make for a really interesting song about a guy who, like, you know, knows what he wants, but, you know, can't fully commit to what he wants. And, you know, if there's a love interest involved, maybe you could, like, write something about, you know, that guy.
Absolutely. You send over any inspiration, I'll come up with something.
Well, great idea, Harry. 847 texting, love the song, but why do you pronounce the G in singer, Carm? Ugh, from Eric. What am I doing wrong?
I didn't notice.
Singer.
What's wrong with that?
Am I supposed to say sinner? Is this a joke? Am I missing something here?
No, singer.
Singer.
I don't know what you're
singer,
doing wrong.
Singer, Eric. I apologize if I'm doing
something. I don't think you do anything wrong there.
Thank you, Harry. All right.
Carm, how's your voice, by the way? I've never heard you sing.
I sing. I think I have a beautiful voice, Harry, but I don't want to show off right now and let put it all out there.
Sing something.
What would you like me to sing here?
I don't know. Frère Jacques.
Domez-vous. See, I think there's a future there.
Yeah.
No? Right there, Harry.
I think we've missed your calling.
Oh, my God. I'm skinny, fat, Carm or Amber. Go with it. Oh, my God. I'm skinny, fat. Would you rather hear Carm or Amber? 312-981-7200. Quick timeout, 720 WGN. WGN. Patty Vasquez coming up next about 10 minutes. We will play one more run of Skinny Fat due to by popular demand before we get on out of here. Here, and I have one more topic. But Amber, great stuff. Thank you for.
Wow.
And it's fun to be here. Fun to be here at the beginning of your career. And
yeah,
we will,
I guess so.
You know, stay in touch. Let us know what's happening.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you coming in, Amber.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for the cupcakes.
Thank you so much.
So we can become skinny fat ourselves here or continue our trend. We thank you.
I like it that you're having them with your salad.
I got combo situation
like
going
croutons.
On.
Croutons.
You can't. I'm not going wrong here, Harry. It's the yin and the yang. Thank you, Amber.
Thank you again.
Amber,
loved it.
Amber Gideon Songs.
And the website?
On Instagram. And the website is the SoundCloud, the whatnot.
It's Amber-Gideon on SoundCloud. And follow me on Instagram at Amber Gideon Songs.
All right. There we go. All right. Amber, best of luck. We're watching. We expect big things.
Thank you.
So, Harry, I just want to... my singing is not getting as much love. Please, Carm, stop. My cat just went crazy, started attacking the radio. That's unfortunate. Listen to the whole show while watching bowl games. Thanks for a great evening, Papa Hogue. Adam Hogue's dad was listening to the show.
I love me a Papa Hogue.
Papa Hogue is just a leader of men.
There's a guy that knows a little bit about playing horses.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Don't you remember we did the All-State remote the day of the Preakness, and he had a big winner that day. Don't you recall?
I do recall that now that you bring it up.
Cloud Computing.
Is that who it was?
Cloud Computing.
Okay.
And I did not need a device to look that up, did I?
No, you had it right there in Harryland.
Right.
So as we wrap up tonight, I just want to we've done a lot tonight. Dan Hampton joined the show to talk about John Fox. Adam Hogue was here to talk about John Fox. We're all very interested in the Bears.
John Fox was here to talk about Adam Hogue and Dan Hampton.
John Fox was not here, but he was here in spirit. John Fox will
he gone?
He gone, but I bet he lands in the NFL somewhere. And I don't think very many people are super excited about the Bears news today, considering their general manager got extended and all that.
I am.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ryan Pace, man, he comes out of the Saints. It's a winning organization. Don't sleep on Ryan Pace.
Okay. His drafts have been mediocre.
He's got Jordan Howard. Yeah. Come on, Floyd. Floyd's going to be a stud.
Can't stay on the field.
No, he's not Kevin White.
He's not, but he's half of Kevin White.
No, he's not. Floyd's in his second year. Floyd will be a stud in this league.
Hasn't made it through either of the two seasons, undersized. Jordan Howard's okay.
Tariq Cohen?
Okay.
Okay. He wasn't used properly. He wasn't used properly.
He's a 5'6", scat back. You're not building your organization around Tariq Cohen.
What was Lionel Little Train James?
That's fine. Darren Sproles, too. There's a lot of...
Sproles was spectacular.
I'm not saying he can't be a good player, but I'm talking about, like, studs. And
Sproles still is spectacular. He just got hurt beginning of this year.
Do you remember when the Bears won the Super Bowl in 1985, Harry, just for 1 second?
Yep.
Okay, Dan Hampton. Hall of Famer, Richard Dent, the Sack Man, Steve Mongo McMichael, Walter Payton, Jim McMahon before he got hurt, Speedster Willie Gault,
Dennis McKinnon,
Mike Singleton.
Great offensive line. Let's not lose track of Van Horn, Bayer, and Hilgenberg and Bortz,
and arguably
Jimbo Covert, raw power on the left side.
Right. That's what a Super Bowl team looks like.
No.
Look at the Bears.
And we just did the offense. The defense was better than the offense.
Slop City. Slop Olo.
They've got a ways to make up.
Garbanzo.
They've got a ways to make up.
We got Jordan Howard. We got Tariq Cohen.
Oh, please. They stink.
Carm, Rome wasn't built in a season.
Yeah, he's had 3 seasons. They're 14-34 under pace. He's had one good free agent signing in Akeem Hicks. One.
Yeah.
I mean...
Jury's still out.
The jury is still out. Maybe he'll turn it around.
But. All right, we started to talk about something that we haven't talked about all night.
Right.
Jennings did the story.
I wanted to wrap up here with you because you actually, today is the polar plunge.
Mm-hmm.
It's 17,000 degrees below zero, and people are jumping in to Lake Michigan today. And I brought it up to you before the show. I'm like, even these people doing the polar plunge. Like, and then you said?
I've done the polar plunge.
I've done the Harry Tynowitz, who some may think... is not the toughest guy in the room, has done the polar plunge, which makes you, like, tougher than me by 7,000 miles.
When you say you're going to do the polar plunge, you better do it. And I know a guy who played in the NFL for 10 years, who's tough as nails, who sort of...
wimped out on the polar plunge?
I wouldn't say wimped out. I would say he came up with a convenient excuse not to participate.
John Yurkovich?
I will not name... I love Yurko. I will not name names. But I will say Carmen DeFalco and executive producer Danny Zetterman and I, with Lance Briggs, said we would do the polar plunge. We raised a lot of money for charity because of Lance Briggs and his very wonderful giving nature. And right by Northwestern, your favorite campus, it was freezing cold. It was freezing cold, and I couldn't believe how strong the tide was. We got in the water, and there was no turning back. We got in the water, and I polar plunged.
So, okay, you got in the water up to your knees?
I thought it'd be, they said, do not submerge. They said, whatever you do, don't submerge. So, of course, I submerged. It was hard to get up. I was like in a foot and a half of water, and the tide is like ripping you out towards the middle of Lake Michigan. And thank God there's people there that are standing. And a guy said, take my hand very calmly. And I took his hand and he pulled me up and I went running back inside. And they're like, why'd you put your head under? That was stupid. But I did the polar plunge. There were a bunch of people doing it. I did it once. There were people there that day that were doing it every hour. People did it for 24 hours straight.
How did it feel? Would you ever do it again?
It was exhilarating. I would do it again.
You would do it again.
But I would do it for a cause. I would do it like to help bring attention and money to a cause. I wouldn't just do it for me because I've done it once. And I got a cool jacket. I'll wear it Saturday.
Your polar plungee?
Yeah.
So next year at this time, if we come up with a good cause, you'll do it?
Yeah. Well, you don't have to wait. There are polar plunges happening throughout the year. It's not like this is the only... Carm, you could participate in a polar plunge.
Why would I do that? For a good cause, great. Okay, I got it. For a good cause, I would consider it. That's the truth. All right. Thanks, Harry.
Sure.
I'm very proud of you. That's an incredible accomplishment.
Thank you.
To jump into Lake Michigan when it's negative 7,000. All right, well, here, by popular demand, to close out the show, Patty is up next. Harry, great to be with you.
Great to be with you.
Thanks to Adam Hoge. Thanks to Dan Hampton. Thanks to Adam and Lauren Levy, who jumped in for the Nora Project. Yeah. That was a special part of the show. Thanks to Amber Gideon for her song Skinny Fat and coming in as well.
Yeah. Thanks very much also to Meryl Streep for joining the show briefly.
Absolutely. Thanks to Meryl. Thanks to Shantae Garth for producing tonight. Patty is up next. One more time. We'll see you, by the way, next Saturday, 4 to 7, right here on The Beat. One more time. Skinny Fat.
It's a take your bra off kind of meal. Deep dish pizza, man, you know how I feel. Ran 10 miles, it won't matter. Nothing I do makes my abs any flatter. Jeans say skinny, cake will scream fat. Oh my God, I'm skinny fat. A twig in a gummy bear wrap. I'm skinny fat. Planks all day, form that definition. All undone with just an hour in the kitchen. I asked for fries, not these thunder thighs. Think I'll need these in a bigger size. Jeans say skinny, cake will scream fat. Oh my God, I'm skinny fat. Slim with the marshmallow back. I'm skinny fat. Tied to the touch. Flick it for a wiggle. Skinny mini me with just a dash of jiggle. Jeans say skinny. Cake will scream fat. Oh my God. I'm skinny fat. Chicken legs with the jello wrap. I'm skinny fat. Skinny, but I'm fat, but still kind of skinny, but really fat.